G'day, this is Brian Midway. It is great to have your company. This is Primary Purpose, and it's always good to hang out here. And I'm talking about salvation as a weapon of war. Ephesians 6:17 says that. Take the helmet of salvation. And I've been talking this week about how salvation actually is not a weapon in the way that other weapons are. It actually is a weapon of where you need to become something. And I want to finalize this today, but I'm talking about the way Jesus related to his Father. Jesus was so connected to his Father. He was the expression of his Father's will. His identity was with the Father. And so very often when they tried to challenge him about his identity, they couldn't get him on his identity. Now, they could criticize him. They could criticize things he did and said, all that kind of stuff. But on not one occasion did he take this up as a personal defense. Now, somebody criticizes me. Do you know what I want to do? Especially if I do it unjustly. I mean, there's a lot of things you can criticize me about justly. And you could ask my wife about that, and she knows most of them. Not that she criticizes me, but there are a lot of things that you could criticize me about. But I'm just saying, our normal reaction is simply to kick back because somehow we get offended. And like today, it's a virtue to be a victim. So you know, the more you can be offended, the more power you have in today's society. It's a horrible thing. Well, Jesus, on not one occasion, you go and read through the Gospels, and you'll see not on any occasion did he personally try to vindicate himself, because his identity was with his Father. And what he was doing was he was taking from his Father, taking what his Father gave and giving it to people, whether it was healing or teaching or love or forgiveness or acceptance or whatever it was. And so this is how salvation works. Salvation is simply the restoration or the creation of that relationship which we're always meant to have with God. But it isn't just like God is now our servant. It's actually God is our identity. Jesus is my identity. I am a servant of Jesus Christ by absolute, my own free choice. And I am so deeply grateful to be able to serve him. And I belong to him. And everything about my life, I wanted to relate to him, to reflect him, all that kind of stuff. And so when your identity, your significance and your purpose all come from God, You are experiencing what the Bible calls salvation. And when you take from that experience and share it with others, even if you get criticized, you're not knocked over. So this is a powerful weapon. The devil couldn't get Jesus, and the devil won't get you if you offer in response the fact that you have become a child of God fully and completely, and because your identity and significance and purpose are all wrapped up in God. Here is a great and wonderful weapon. Let's become this so we can use this.